Now we're going to take a trip across some of the most treacherous waters in the world, between South America and Antarctica, where the Atlantic, Pacific, and Southern Oceans converge. There's a violent meeting of strong currents, frigid winds, and ocean swells up to 40 feet. This infamous stretch is called the Drake Passage. Last month, six men did what seemed impossible. They crossed it in a rowboat.
It was wild.
That is Andrew Town, who's from Minneapolis. He was one of the six on this epic voyage.
The rowboat is tipping forward and backward, side to side, and then out of nowhere, you get a 30-foot wave crash down over you.
Yeah, this sounds totally crazy. The crew was drenched in this near-freezing water, and then the storms came.
The big storm feels like you're in a washing machine, and I don't know, you keep moving.
They rowed all day and all night. They slept in shifts, and every crew member was desperate to take their minds off of the agony of this 600-mile journey.
My teammate, John, he was suffering so much, he did an entire shift where every single stroke, he said the name of his daughter in his mind. Colin was another teammate. He actually sang Bob Marley Redemption Song out loud for hours, which I thought was quite a morale booster.
Finally, on day 12, as they neared Antarctica, serenity on the ocean.
Almost glass-like water with penguins following us, jumping out of the water at almost the exact speed our boat was traveling, and whales off each side, knowing that the finish line was so close, was the most emotional moment.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi. Sold I to the merchant ships.
Andrew Town and his crew completed the world's first human-powered row across the Drake Passage. You can watch their journey on Discovery Channel's The Impossible Row.
But my head.